Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We're back, second segment.
Okay, there's scoreboard. There's a crime that just was committed.
I know, we were just about to do it. Go ahead.
Because Louisville and Washington are in the fourth quarter. Washington's driving down inside the five to tie it. Quarterback Williams goes up the sideline, left sideline, takes a shot, and reaches out into the tries to reach the ball over the pylon.
Yeah.
Except the ball slips out of his hand and rolls out of bounds.
Dang.
But they ruled that he was down, that he stepped out of bounds before it happened. And no, it's a fumble. It should have been a fumble. It should have been a fumble. And it should have been game over. Louisville takes the ball at the 20, runs out the clock. They rule, call stands, that he was short of the goal line. And the ball went out of bounds. They get a third and goal, and he runs a quick out pattern. Receiver catches it, takes a step and a half, gets stripped. Ball hits the ground. They call it an incomplete pass.
Game.
And then Washington gets the fourth and goal and hits the bunny on a corner route.
But hold on though, Louisville is up by seven. It's third and goal at the one.
I just gave you
It ain't updated.
Yeah, I just gave you the preview. He hits the bunny on a corner route. And then the question then would be, Jay Foreman, what would you do at a bowl game?
It's fourth and goal right now, right?
Uh-huh. Watch the bunny, corner route.
Oh, they score.
So now, Jed Fish, what do you do?
What do you do?
Play for OT, go for two. What does Jed Fish do, Jay?
That's your boy. Jed Fish going for it.
Straight savage?
He's going for it. But his two-point plays this year has been suspect.
He's going for it. He's going for it.
He ain't getting it, though. Remember, he ran the speed option with Will Rogers to the boundary? Stop. Get that out of here. But,
man, Josh Jackson, his receiver, has four touchdown passes today.
Made himself some money.
Right?
Illinois.
And don't you run it again? Back him. Oh, he hit him in the face mask and complete. He's in the back of the end zone. And it hits him.
Ain't on Jed.
Oh, man.
That's not on Jed.
Oh, hit him right in the face mask, Jay. Hit him right in the face
mask. Dang. I would have kicked the extra point.
Oh.
Because we outscored him by 13 points in the fourth. We got all momentum. It was just a matter of time.
Oh.
I don't like going for two all the time.
Well, they're
going
to say that it may have been deflected by the corner.
But you didn't get it. Game over.
They're going to show the replay. He ran a quick hezzy back. Oh, yeah. Defensive back got a hand on it. And then it hit him in the face. No, it never reached him.
Then you got Illinois, who was up by 4 points on South Carolina, who SEC and supposed to be in the playoffs. Hottest team in the nation. Big Ten.
Second. Arizona State exists.
Oh, Arizona State. But everybody but SMU was supposed to be in there. You know, Ole Miss, Bama, definitely South Carolina, who would probably has the best argument, I think. But they're losing right now to Illinois, who Nebraska essentially lost to in overtime. So you can say, hey, we're so close, but yet so far, but we're looking from afar. Then you got LSU, which came out. This is the best they've looked. Obviously, Baylor isn't maybe the caliber that they've been playing. But as far as how the game has been played and how they've actually played up to their potential without Lacey. This is the best LSU's looked probably in the last like two seasons.
So I got a text.
Besides when they beat the brakes off.
I got a text.
They look phenomenal.
You mentioned that a 14 win team, a 14-3 team will be on the road in the playoffs for the NFL.
Yeah, after Sunday.
14-3. But a text just told, he said, do you know the team that with one loss missed the playoffs in the NFL?
Yeah, that was back in the day.
Back in the day. But I mean, you think about that. In 1967, the Colts, the Baltimore Colts, went 11-1-2 and missed the playoffs.
Those two ties got them.
Missed the playoffs. That, of course, who's the other 10-2? The Chicago Bears. Of course, the Chicago Bears went 10-2 and didn't get in the playoffs. The Green Bay Packers in 63 went 11-2-1, missed the playoffs. And then the most recent of those would be the, that 63-68. The 68 Rams, 10-3-1. Missed the playoffs because back then you either won a division and there were only two divisions in each in each conference. So either you won the division or you sat at home.
Sat at home. Well, you better play hard.
Don't care about your the Miami Dolphins in 77, 75, 77, and the Colts all were 10-4 and missed the playoffs because the Steelers, the Steelers and Dolphins, the Steelers existed in those days and.
But I think, you know, before we jump back into this Boise game in Georgia.
What you got?
I do think both of the teams, the Vikings and Detroit, don't matter where they play. They can go anywhere. They'll home or away. They'll give it to you wherever it's at, wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And they're you know, built the same. Two crazy defensive coordinators. I know them both. Just know Flores in passing. I know Aaron Glenn very well. When you see a little dude with his sleeves rolled up to right there, he's got his swag on 1,000. I saw him last night, and I was like, uh-oh, he really isn't. Even though they got torched a little bit by Brock Purdy, he was definitely feeling himself. I want to ask you this, DP. It started out at 11.5, and now, well, I don't know what – I don't get into betting, but I'm just looking here on ESPN. It says 13. So that's – it means somebody's thinking, really feeling really good about Penn State, I guess – by my estimation. But when I think about it, Boise has the second best player, and this dude's been unstoppable all year. Mm-hmm. All year. And they've had 2 weeks to scheme up for Warren, the tight end. They obviously can't miss him. He shouldn't be running wide open at all. And then Drew Aller offensively, but Boise State defensively doesn't do well against the blitz. I always give the defense credit to be able to crank it up and try to stop a run. Talk me into Boise being able to keep it within one score. Do you really believe it?
Or are they fools? I think they keep it in one score until the final minutes. And then when you take them, if Penn State's ahead late,
then they're wild.
Out of your comfort zone, and then you know, Gentile becomes.
Obsolete.
Yeah. Well, you make him a pass receiver,
which right? Yeah.
Still functional, but not
as
same.
Effective, right?
And then a turnover happens. It's a one-score game. I would say it's a four-point game in the final 3 minutes. Boise State gets a chance with the ball. They throw a pick six, and you know, Penn State wins it by 12. you know, and it looks a lot worse than it actually was. It looks a lot worse than it was. But
and Boise State's going home saying, oh, man, we were so close. But you were actually so far.
Yeah, we were so close. They'll be one play away. You know, and it could be a tip ball, but Vegas has it currently at 11 and the over-under at 54.5, which, so if you said either 54 or 55 points, you take away the if you put it at 55 and say 44 points split, it's 27-21 going to the final drive. 27-21 going into the final drive.
I could see Penn State pulling away and getting kind of like a fool's gold, more, you know, 13-14.1. You know what I'm saying?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More importantly, DP?
Yeah, the spread was 13.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking on this ESPN thing.
It opened at 11, now is at 13.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking on this ESPN thing. So, but here's what we need to really talk about now.
Mm-hmm.
Pius the 10th, essentially, this is for Nebraska analogy, it's Pius the 10th against Omaha North Vikings. Notre Dame against Georgia. Georgia with the backup quarterback. I know Kirby called Nick Saban to get him to hype up the dude, Thornton, saying that he was trying to recruit him at Bama and X, Y, and Z. Going against a pretty tough Notre Dame defense. I mean, I think their defense has been pretty solid all year, more than solid, pretty consistent. They got Omaha's own Xavier Watts, who is a dude and going to be a great NFL player. And then you got Notre Dame's offense, which is essentially going to line up, beat you up, and pass it good enough. You got the old Dookie at quarterback. But just something tells me, man, Kirby Smart with 2 weeks. And to listen to Notre Dame think that they're tougher than I just can't see them beating Georgia. I just can't. I just can't get over
this. Who has Georgia lost to this year?
Who did it lose to?
Bama. Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss.
Doesn't Ole Miss vaguely remind you of Notre Dame both offensively and defensively?
You know what both those quarterbacks do? They got legs on them.
Yeah. That's because that hurts any defense, Austin. Now, come on.
Well,
now.
But I mean, if we're talking about what would make Notre Dame a factor in this game at a level that we aren't prepared for, or Georgia's not prepared for, is
Leonard.
The quarterback breaking it down, using his legs, and keeping them extending drives, moving the chains, and then
normally
in the red zone,
yeah,
his ability to break down a Georgia defense that works from arrogance. They're just that much more athletic than everybody else other than Alabama. They would take some chances against Notre Dame that I think could come back and beat them.
Now, let me ask you this, Austin, since you're, I know you secretly pulling for him, but I know you won't say it on air.
Ooh.
Now that all that is sounds great. It does because you only get really 3 days to prepare for it.
You know who I picked on the block, right?
No, I didn't listen, but just listen,
dang,
listen to me. Though.
Dang.
That's 3 days that you get to prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've had 20 practices and some time off. That's different.
Oh, I'm taking Georgia. I think Georgia wins. I think Notre Dame makes it interesting. I think the legs are a factor. I think Notre Dame's run game's a little more explosive than Georgia's. But Georgia's not losing in the first round of the college football playoff. Not even with all the drama, not even with the injury. I just don't see Georgia losing this game.
Notre Dame. I just think Notre Dame offensively is going to see something that they have not seen before.
Notre Dame hater.
I'm just telling you.
He's a hater. It's on the table.
I also can't get DJ Uiagalelei taking over for Trevor Lawrence in relief out of my head. Does Gunnar Stockton resurrect the ghost of freshman DJ Uiagalelei against Notre Dame? I doubt it, but it's on the table.
I think this is the most interesting game. I mean, because experience tells me
more interesting than Ducks and Bucks.
No, I think that game is going to be a dud. I think one team is going to blow one of the others out. I think you saw the best of that game when they played up there. This game, and I'm saying it for a different reason. Aesthetically, I think Ohio State, because of the athletes, is going to be better. I'm talking about this Georgia-Notre Dame because it's essentially 1 point.
Yeah.
It's essentially a pick 'em. And it's going to come down to, I mean, experience tells you Georgia and obviously recent championship history. Then it's like, well, recent, like, good run tells you Freeman and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate outlier is Georgia's beaten Texas twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
And Texas' defense is a little better Notre Dame's.
Right. And and Georgia feels like they can limit possessions. I think Notre Dame covers, which isn't even saying nothing.
Well, but Notre Dame wins.
I think Notre Dame.
There's no cover.
I hate saying it. I hate Notre Dame. I can't, you know what? I can't even lie to people no more. I hate Notre Dame. It's like Notre Dame and Michigan. Iowa and Colorado and another them two. I hate Notre Dame. I think they're going to win, and I hate even saying it. That's the worst thing possible.
They imagine a 24-21 Georgia win.
I know.
Are you going to show up pissed on Thursday? We get angry, Jay, on Old School on Thursday.
If Notre Dame win?
Yeah.
Nah, because it's all right. I mean, it's all right. I mean, Georgia's not. I mean, Georgia isn't nothing special this year.
But you hate Notre Dame.
I hate Notre Dame.
You got connections.
And Georgia's the number two seed.
Yeah, but
we had a chalk first round. Someone's getting upset.
Yeah, the whole.
We had a chalk. Yeah. Someone's going down.
Right. It was someone's going down?
Someone's going down.
Penn State. Penn State going down.
You talked yourself into it finally?
I don't know you. I got a couple. I just think.
I
do you trust James Franklin? When you like close your eyes and envision James Franklin.
He's so corny.
Do you trust
him? He's so corny.
That's what I'm saying. Do you trust him after he had one huge victory at home against SMU? Because here's why I knew SMU was done. My brother Jennings, the quarterback, the first snap they zoomed, his lips was white. Because you know.
Yeah, he was cracky.
He was cold.
Yeah, it was cold cracky.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think Franklin annoys us enough to win tonight and get into the elite big boys club, the Final Four, which is great media. Great. Like,
yeah,
it's not even close. Like, we need Penn State and the Nittany Lion fans and James Franklin in the Final Four.
It's got to be. Well, like, I can't handle both. I cannot handle Penn State and Notre Dame.
And then I don't care which one. I really don't care between Notre Dame and Georgia. I'm okay with either one because there's stories attached to it. That Ohio State-Oregon game, I thought Ohio State was better all year long. All year long, I thought Ohio State was better. So in my head, they figured this out. Like, they beat Ohio State. I mean, beat Oregon. I think that's the upset, even though it's not really an upset.
I wouldn't mind seeing Dan Lanning lose either.
Right? But if I was fingers to the fire, I'm rooting against the Horns.
Wow, you really did the Horns down.
You're rooting against them, but you think they're going to fall?
I need them. Like, the Final Four, the perfect Final Four out of this group is Penn State, Texas. I think Ohio State is a better Final Four than Oregon. That's just me. And then Georgia. Like, give me those four and those fan bases just irritating each other to no end. Amen. I need a week of them just picking at each other. Like, I want that.
I don't know, man.
I want that.
All I'm thinking about tomorrow at 7:45. I'm just thinking Kirby Smart going to be off the hook in that locker room.
He's got to find a new level with this team. He's got to crank it up.
And he's still mad that he's at the Rose Bowl, not at the Peach Bowl.
Kirby?
Not in Atlanta.
They're in New Orleans.
Not Atlanta. Are they in New Orleans?
Yeah,
they should be in Atlanta, though.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, kind of, I'd be bothered, right?
As the number two seed, they sent you away, and they brought Texas and Arizona State closer. Oh, I'd be hot, too. That's my fuel for the fire right there. Go Dogs. That's who I'm picking.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.